bless you all. A great night. Today, we was in work and the word if. It's just two little letters. If. And they were talking about the football. They were talking about negative things. They were talking about COVID. They were talking about all sorts. And every sentence they started with the word if. And it made me think, you know, because we can use that word if, and it always comes across as a very negative. When you use the word if, it puts a doubt there, you know. And I wanted to see really what the Bible was saying about the word if. So I found a little interesting thing, actually. I will, if you will. It's like, you know, I'll scratch your back if you scratch my back. And it says here that the word if is interesting. It's one of the most important words in the Bible because it speaks directly to our responsibility to God. Most promises in the Bible have conditions, and the word if speaks to those conditions. Jesus used the word if all the time. Almost half of the 574 occurrences in the New Testament are in the four Gospels. Jesus always put the if on man's side and never on God's side. So let's take a look. So Job 34:16 says, if you have understanding, hear this, listen to what I say. If you have understanding. Psalms 81:8, hear, O my people, while I admonish you, O Israel, if you would listen but to me. Psalms 95:7, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice. Mark 23 and Revelation 13:9, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Hebrews 3:15, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. You see, if we hear his voice, if, right? So it connotes that there's something else going on. So sometimes, you know, we have our trials, we have our tribulations, perhaps things aren't going right. And some people's tribulations are, you know, huge to them as an individual. But to somebody else, it could be quite a trivial thing that they manage to get over very quickly. You know, God designed us all differently. We have our personalities, we have our own little quirks, we have the way that we deal with situations. And I know I've shared with you before, but my grandparents, who I spent a lot of time with and loved and admired them very much, always instilled me to be the best I could be. You know, my granddad would say, she'll never get anything in this life if she doesn't work for it. My nan was always the one to want to give. My granddad would be, no, you know, let her work for it. You know, this is what life's about. But their principles and their the way that they lived their life was very godly. When I look back now and I see that the way that my granddad lived his life, and my nan also, they were a great combination, and it reminds me very much of me and Lawrence. They both came from different backgrounds, and they came together as one, and they were a dynamic couple together. And I don't really remember him ever saying the word if. You know, he always had a broad vocabulary, very positive, very encouraging, and very forceful at times. You know, if he wanted something, he would go get it. So all this was instilled in me from a very young age. But now as I get older and I got people around me, and you see people really struggling, really trying try and understand what's going on in this world today, the word if comes up all the time. But see, it's never on God's side. God's not the one that the if lies on. The if lies on us. So if we listen, you know, sometimes things are going on and, oh, we know better, we don't need to go to God. And then that if comes in. You know, if you do this, what are the consequences? What will the actions be? What's going to turn around after you've done it? You know, and like Lawrence was sharing, I can vouch 100% it is God first. And which it should be. It's God first. Then it's me. Then it's like the family, and then it's the believers, and but it's God first. And he never rarely uses that word if. It's a done deal. It's God first, no matter what. No ifs, no buts. God first. So when we're in situations and we see things going on, it's not if we go to God or if God will come through. Because God always comes through. As we go to him, as we learn to sacrifice everything else around us and put God first, he will, without a doubt, no ifs or buts, come through. And as we build that relationship, as we go to him, then we start to, our faith starts to grow, and we know that we don't have to worry what situations are going on or what the adversary is trying to accomplish, because God has already accomplished it in Christ. There is nothing more the adversary can do. Yes, he can try and attack you, but God's already counteracted that attack. So when you go to him, the plan's already in place. It's just remembering that it's God first. You know, Becky was sharing just now about how she had a great day here with Lawrence and with Amber. We can have a great day like that every day. You know, we don't want to get to the point where we get complacent and we think, well, we're, you know, I've gone a week, I'm doing fine on my own. That connection and that communication is vital. It's like within a marriage or within a relationship. If there's no communication, that relationship will soon break down. Because communication is the key. And it's the same when we are going to God. If we decide, well, I can do this on my own this week, I don't need to involve God, that communication and that relationship will start to break down. You'll start to do things in your own strength, and then you start to get all the problems arising, and you think to yourself, well, what happened here? I was doing so well. But we left God out of the picture. But if we listen... Now, I've got one more thing that I wanted to read you, actually, before I carry on. So then the next one is if and listen. See, I'm setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I'm commanding you today, and the curse, if you do not listen to the commandments of the Lord your God. So there's always two sides. If we listen, then we get rewarded. If we don't listen, then we don't get rewarded. I'm not saying that there's curses put on you or anything. That's not right. But, you know, there are consequences. Always. That was in Deuteronomy. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you only will be above and you will not be underneath. If you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today to observe them carefully. So, we know... Most of us on here know what the word says, right? We know how to prosper. We know how to be in health. We know what God wants for our lives. But people are still at times hitting a brick wall and not being able to go over it. Or they're digging a hole and they're going deeper down. Very simple. No ifs, no buts. Just listen. Listen to that still small voice, because God communicates with us on a daily basis. But if we're so bombarded with the world and what the world's throwing at us, we tend not to be able to hear what he's saying. So when we go to him from a pure, humble and respectful heart, we will hear what God has to say. We won't need to use the word if, we won't need to use the word but. If you fear the Lord or respect the Lord, if, see, it connotes that there's an action that you have to do something. This is in 1 Samuel 12. If you fear the Lord and serve him, listen to his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord. Then both you and also the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God. If you will not listen to the voice, then the rebel against the command of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you, as it was against your fathers. If and obey. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. Exodus 19:5. And there's a beautiful one. Hang on just one second. If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. Isaiah 1:19. If you consent. See, God never goes against our free will either. You know, we could be struggling and he still won't intervene. You know, sometimes we learn from those mistakes. And as we get older, we get wiser. And we realise, you know, some of the things we did 20, 30, 40 years ago weren't quite as smart as we thought they were going to be. And we learn from those mistakes. It's like a child, you know, if they put their hand on the fire and it burns and it hurts, they tend not to do that again. You know, it's a lesson we learn. We get hurt, we learn. But here, if you consent and obey, see, that connotes that we got to be humble, we got to be meek. You know, for us to consent, to allow God to come into our lives and sweep us off our feet, and that we will obey his word. That we'll obey his still small voice. We'll listen. And when he tells us, we'll move. Then you will eat the best of the land. Right? God wants to give us the very best. No ifs, no buts. He wants to give us the very best. So we just allow. We just say, okay, God, here I am. Send me. I want the best. You know, I want the best. Health, I want the best finances, I want the best house, and I want the best laborers. That's the one I was thinking of. Yes, I want the best of the best, God. You know, I want to pick off the top. Show me how to do it. And then we listen and we obey. If you truly obey his voice and do all that I say, oh, see, listening to the voice and then really obeying and doing what God says. See, we always reap the benefits when we walk with God. And it's not that we are, you know, like little minions running around. He tells us to do this, we do that. No, it's a relationship. It's actually going to God from the pureness of your heart, knowing that what God has done for you as an individual. And like we've looked at this couple of weeks ago, when I look back over my life and I seen where God's hand was on my life, like the way that he's protected me, my husband, my family, my home, you know, all the different incidences that I can remember, and many more that I can't remember, but you know, that every day God's doing something for us, something very special. And you know, the more we are in tune with God and we have that relationship with him, the more we'll see those things that he's doing for us, how he's taking care of us. And there's no ifs with God. The ifs are on our side. So we need to replace that word with, I can do. There is no ifs or buts. God can do. God is with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Just as I want the best for my children, God wants the best for his children, and that's us. So we just really need to learn to change those words and not connote a doubt, but to connote a positive, that God comes through on every situation. Maybe it's not instant. Sometimes those situations may take a little longer, but God's timing is always perfect. Whether we have doubts or not, God's timing is always perfect. So I am going to do this week, I'm going to try and not to use the word if. I am going to remember all the things that God's done for me, and I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. You know, we want to be a great example. And Amber was sharing with me on Sunday, actually, how somebody that she's known for a while, basically how they'd seen the change in her and Danny. And that, you know, Amber got to share that that she's not like she was years ago. You know, God's really wrought a change in her life, and that she just lives for God now. And they just were blown away. Plus, somebody else said, there's something different about you. And she was with Danny at the time, and they both said, yeah, we're Christians. Man, I knew there was something about you. I knew you were a Christian. You know, it's a great example when people see that we are different. It's a great introduction for us to share about God when they see that we're happy and vibrant and positive. You know, my boss said that I infuse positivity into the workplace. That really blessed me. You know, and then the big boss had me in the office today and just basically thanked me for all my help and all the support and the way that I do my job. And I asked if there was a pay rise. He said no. But that's okay, because God gives me my pay rise, not them. So, you know, we need to set that example, guys. We need to be set apart from this world. People need to see there's something different about us. So let's go about this week not trying not to use the word if. God bless your heart.